This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. A $650,000 retirement payout to a former CEO who headed up a mental health agency in Windham and Windsor counties is raising some eyebrows. Judith Hayward was CEO of Healthcare and Rehabilitation Services and was on the receiving end of that $650,000 payout. And since that figure came to light in an audit, the current Human Services Agency CEO has decided to travel to Montpelier and explain the number to lawmakers. Howard Rice-Tisman has that story in the Brattleboro Reformer, and he joins us now on the line for our Friday regional report. Thanks for joining us again, Howard.
Thank you, Mitch.
Now, explain first what Healthcare and Rehabilitation Services is. People outside of Windham and Windsor County might not be familiar with that organization.
Right. Well, all across Vermont, mental health agencies are nonprofits that contract with the various state departments, with the Agency of Human Services, Department of Children and Families, Department of Aging and Independent Living. And the services that are provided for the clients throughout the states are handled by these nonprofits. And HCRS is the nonprofit agency that contracts with the state to provide these services in Windham and Windsor counties.
So some equivalents outside of Windham and Windsor counties might be the Howard Center in Chittenden County, Counseling Service of Addison County, things like that.
Yeah, all across the state, each region has a different agency that provides these services.
So this sounds like an awful lot of money. Why did the former CEO, Judith Hayward, receive this payment?
It happened in June 2010 as Ms. Hayward was approaching retirement, and the argument from the board was that Ms. Hayward both was able to grow the agency. When she took over, it was about an $8 million agency, even teetering on the edge of bankruptcy for a while, and she helped grow it into the $50 million agency it is today. And when Ms. Hayward was hired and throughout her tenure, she didn't have a retirement package, so the argument was that she deserved this money.
In your reporting, though, in the article, you're saying that there was an original payment and then some more was tacked on to that to help her pay her taxes. What was the original payment that she was looking at first?
Yeah, so she signed an agreement with the board, and HCRS board agreed to give her $450,000 upon retirement to be paid out in $350,000 payments over the next 3 years after she retires. But during a previous audit, it was found that Ms. Hayward would be facing some really stiff taxes. So after that came to light, the board approved another $200,000. And I will say, since I wrote this story, I've been getting a lot of comments from people. I received a call from a parent who works with HCRS, and I also received a call from someone who let me know that not only did all this happen, but after Ms. Hayward retired, she also was brought on as a consultant, and she worked for HCRS for another year. She received another six-figure income during that year. She had an agency car. She had an agency credit card, and that was terminated in December of 2014.
Is that legal?
Well, I think all of this is legal. That's what everyone has said. These agencies are nonprofit. They don't have to follow open meeting laws. Their meetings are, quote-unquote, open, but they're allowed to go into executive session at any time. And that's what lawmakers are looking at now, is that these agencies provide very, very crucial services. Obviously, the staff work very hard working with some of the most vulnerable people in our state. So the lawmakers are kind of walking that fine line. They don't want to come down on the agencies, but there is some talk up in Montpelier about seeing what kind of oversight there is for the payments that the head of these agencies are receiving.
What about the HCRS budget, though? I mean, where does it come from? How do they have the money to pay for this? $650,000 for Vermont sounds like a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. One thing, when I had a conversation with the current CEO, George Karabakakis, who took over, and he's the one who's been bringing these numbers to light. He's the one who went up to Montpelier. He said he wanted to be really open with this. He didn't want rumors to fly. What he pointed out, this is a $50 million agency, so $650,000 sounds like a lot of money, and it is a lot of money, but in a $50 million budget, it's kind of easy to see how it could be buried. HCRS like most agencies, probably receive about 85% of their budget through Medicaid payments, which are a combination of state and federal money to serve these people.
Well, that's state money that comes from taxpayers.
Of course.
Well, you said that the new CEO is doing his best to spread the word about this payment and wants it to be transparent. One of the state representatives has taken an interest in this, and what does he hope to do?
From Putney, Representative Mike Merwicki is on the Human Services Committee, and what he's saying at this point is they're taking a look at what happened. What Representative Merwicki said is that he wants to look at all the other state agencies and kind of see what the CEOs are making, see what the heads of those agencies are doing. And there's a possibility he might ask Auditor Doug Hoffer to take a look at it. And right now, everyone is just kind of catching their breath, trying to figure out how this happened and plotting out a next step. As I said, this was all legal. And I reached the board chairman who signed off on this, and he even stood up and said she deserved this money, that she worked really hard, she helped grow the agency, and it was within the board's right and responsibilities to pay this out to Ms. Hayward.
I guess the timing of it is difficult because your story is coming out now at a time when obviously the state is dealing with an even bigger than anticipated state budget gap.
Well, of course, and also HCRS last year, for the first year in at least 10 years, was not able to give raises out to his staff. So that also punctuated the extremity of this payout. And when George Kerbakakis went around and talked to his staff member and talked to his leaders across the agency, there was a lot of frustration and anger that these folks were not given a raise last year. But Ms. Hayward was, given this $450,000 and then $650,000 plus the consultant fees. So there are a lot of people angry and frustrated down here right now.
Howard Weiss-Tisman is a reporter for the Brattleboro Reformer. Thanks so much for taking the time.
All right. Thanks for calling.